A Victorian turbine manufacturer says the Prime Minister's criticism of wind farms yesterday was uneducated. Tony Abbott told broadcaster Alan Jones that the farms are visually awful and noisy, and he'd like to see fewer of them, despite the federal government's deal on the renewable energy target. The general manager of Keppel Prince Engineering, Steve Garner, told Samantha Donovan his company in Victoria's southwest has shed about 240 jobs in the last few years because of a downturn in demand for wind turbines, and he's relying on the past of the renewable energy target bill to turn things around.
Certainly that's my focus and the main focus that we have. It's about creating the jobs, getting our business back going, but more importantly for our city, Portland, we need these jobs. When you analyse what happened to us is the loss of what we put off, it's on a similar scale. It's like losing 40,000 jobs in Melbourne, and you know, it's fairly dramatic, and we need to get this going and get it going sooner than later.
What's your reaction then to the Prime Minister's criticism of wind farms on commercial radio yesterday?
Look, I'm horrified that someone in his position would even make statements like that. I mean, we all have personal views, but sometimes you could keep your personal views to yourself. However, I quite clearly say to those guys, they've been trying to destroy this industry sector for such a long period of time now, and you know the good work that's been done by his ministers Hunt and Minister Butler, as well as Dan Tehan, to get this thing back on track has been fantastic, and those guys need rewarding for their courage and commitment to this, and knowing quite well that they've obviously had opposition from senior parts within their government. But I mean, to make those statements, I clearly say to, you know, all of those guys, you know, the Alan Joneses and that, for God's sake, get out of your office, get down to the Hunter Valley, have a look at the pollution that's coming out of those chimney stacks and see what it's doing. And then you have a look at what they determine as a blight on the landscape of these machines that are just gracefully turning and they're creating pure, clean, green energy. I mean, it's just these so-called educated people to come out and make these statements, I think it's just ridiculous.
But the Prime Minister has raised the possible health effects of wind farms again. How do you see the speculation about the health effects compared to coal-fired power?
He makes those statements when there's something like 24 reports been done on health of wind farms throughout the world. And still today there is no evidence, the medical evidence at all, to prove any health effects from wind farms. And then if you want to talk about coal, go down to Morwell and talk to the people down there that the effect of what happened over the summer period when the fires happened in the coal mine and the number of people that have been ill affected from that. I just think it's an absolute no-brainer.
The general manager of Keppel Prince Engineering, Steve Garner, speaking to Samantha Donovan.